Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. You know, I wanted to chat about something that I read recently regarding the FBI going undercover, if you will, on social networks to tail criminals. Can you tell me a little bit more about this initiative?
Well, certainly, and this shouldn't be at all surprising. The same tools that are useful to criminals can be very useful to law enforcement, and criminals definitely use social networking sites such as Facebook and MySpace in a variety of ways. And so it makes sense for the FBI and other law enforcement agencies to have some people monitoring these sites and even have them undercover on these sites so that they can gather information from the cyber criminals. And when I say the cyber criminals, this can be a wide variety of types of crimes. And in some cases, the crime itself might not have been a cyber crime. The crime might have been an auto theft that a criminal is bragging about on their Facebook or MySpace account. It can be a cyber crime as well. So there are a variety of different reasons why it would be useful to, unbeknownst to the criminal, be a law enforcement officer who can gain that criminal's trust enough to get the data they need to obtain a conviction.
Interesting. So I guess are they also then looking for targeted cybercrime attacks like phishing and other things of that nature that are taking place on social networks?
You know, I don't think that they would rule out any type of crime. There's a variety of types of evidence on social networking sites that can be gleaned and information that can be gleaned. So I don't think they would rule out any types of crime. They could investigate a targeted cyber attack. They could investigate illegal business operations. There's all kinds of things. And there was a presentation apparently given in 2009. This is according to an article on darkreading.com by J. Nicholas Hoover. And according to him, Computer Crime Deputy Chief John Lynch and Trial Attorney Jenny Ellickson gave a presentation, said that some information on social networks might be available publicly and some might require undercover operations. So there's going to be a mix of evidence, and in some cases there may be a requirement for a search warrant to see some private messages. But by getting information from these people and about these people, they develop the intelligence to know whether or not they need a search warrant to get more information from private messages as well.
You know, it looks like Facebook has been pretty cooperative in helping law enforcement find and convict these criminals. I mean, isn't it really in the social network's best interest to help thwart cybercrime on their social networks? Why are some of the others less cooperative?
I think to some extent it's going to be a combination of popularity, location, and awareness. You know, Facebook's seen a lot of really bad publicity about people abusing the service, you know, sex offenders on Facebook and all kinds of pretty ugly crimes. And MySpace is seeing some of it. Craigslist is seeing a lot of it, too. And it isn't that the sites are being used to perpetrate the crimes. The sites are only a communications medium, but it still looks bad for the sites. So the bad guys are pulling the same kinds of attacks all over the place. But when it becomes a high-profile website like a Facebook or a MySpace, then it draws media attention, and it's not good media attention. And you know, the herd gets panicked and says, well, this is just a terrible service, when in fact it's not really a service's fault at all.
Do you think there's something in particular that the undercover agents on these sites are looking for?
I think they're looking for a variety of types of intelligence that can help them solve crimes or catch criminals. And it's going to depend upon the specific agents, what they're looking for, what their specialty is. There may, in some cases, be information that a specific person has a specific account on Facebook or MySpace, so they can target that. There's a variety of ways to do searches to look for topics and words that would be of interest and then narrow down the field of the types of individuals that law enforcement is interested in gaining access to or more information about.
Interesting. Well, it's you know, nice to know that some of this is being done and that these social networks are hopefully giving law enforcement additional tools to convict criminals. Anything else on this topic that you wanted to chat about, Randy?
Not really. I think that it's logical that, you know, we've seen law enforcement have informants in the physical world, law enforcement go undercover and sit in cafes or coffee shops or bars where they know that criminals are going to meet and potentially get careless and talk out loud about some operation, to use search warrants and things like that to bug physical places and phones and things like that. Using these social networking sites where people give up information for free oftentimes, or where there's little or no risk to the agent in terms of physical risk to try to establish communications, just makes sense.
Randy, thanks so much for taking the time today to speak with us about this topic. If you have any additional questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow him on Twitter @ESetResearch. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.